And welcome to Four Women, Four Health, a podcast where holistic health practitioners come together to empower you with expert insights and practical tips on a wide range of topics, including gut health, nutrition, mental well-being, and making informed decisions. Join us every Monday for a dose of inspiration, education, and empowerment as we explore the transformative impact of holistic health on our lives. Thank you for tuning in. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Four Women, Four Health. We are here today to talk to you about something that we're very, very fired up about, and that is the topic of detoxing. This is something that you really need to be informed about, especially in 2024, the most toxic time ever, as far as the toxins that we're exposed to on a day-to-day basis, the pesticides and herbicides and the crap that's in our food. So often people are uneducated on what a detox really is. So we want to bring that information to you today, talk to you a little bit about the ins and outs of what you need to know about detoxing, and more importantly, why you need to detox. There's a whole preventative measure that comes to detoxing. It really should be a part of your lifestyle long term. So we're going to get into the details about that, and then also just teach you a little bit about how you can get started this fall with detoxing and implement it into your life moving forward, not only for yourself, but for your whole family. So let's not waste any time. Let's dive right in. I'm going to go ahead and hand it over to Meg Alaco Angel. She's going to talk to you a little bit about the difference between what a detox is and what a cleanse is. Meg, do you want to dive right in?
Yes, I do. Thanks, Janelle. So one of the things that I think really is important to focus on is that with detoxification being such a buzzword, I think so many people hear detox and they think, okay, I can just, you know, drink some juice or do a cleanse and that's going to get my system reset. I'm going to feel better. And the problem is that we need to be looking at detoxification from our liver. So phase one and phase two liver detoxification, which is what Dr. Cabral focuses on with the functional medicine detox. And essentially, we're doing that because we, like Janelle was saying, we're being overburdened by toxins in this day and age more than we've ever been exposed to them before. And so 200 years ago, you know, people could water fast and that would really help reset their bodies and give their body that break from all of the environmental stress and the day-to-day stressors of life and food and all of that. Because we know that when we put things into our body, there is stress that is created. The body is trying to figure out what it needs to do with those things and where it needs to go and how it's going to help us or whether or not it's good for us and needs to come out of the body. And so we're kind of dealing with a situation now where the body is just so inundated, being overburdened by toxins to the point where we're being exposed to more than 77,000 man-made chemicals from the environment now more than we've ever been exposed to. And so I think it's important to understand that our bodies weren't designed to handle all of that. That toxicity essentially ends up running our systems down. And when I say that your rain barrel, you know, can only be full of so many toxins before those toxins start to spill into the body. And so what happens is our immune system and our liver is being overworked. It's working 24 hours a day trying to clean our blood from all these toxins that are filtering through our blood, that are entering our bloodstream, and they're coming from our water, they're coming from our food, they're coming from the air, they're coming from the environment around us. And what's happening is our bodies are getting run down so they can't keep up. And so these toxins are getting stored in our fat cells, and that's causing them to expand, which is causing inflammation, and that can create estrogen dominance, which will cause hormone imbalances in both men and women. And then that can increase your blood sugar, which affects your cortisol levels. Like it's just one thing after another. Yes, it spirals. And that's why so many people are dealing with high blood pressure. That's why they're dealing with cortisol and hormone imbalances. That's why we're seeing a lot of people with diabetes, because our bodies just cannot regulate and our systems are kind of in like malfunction.
I feel like one of the craziest parts about it too is that these toxins are invisible. Like, so it's so people don't don't actually fully understand. And thank you so much for like going into that detail, because it really puts it into perspective. You know, when we're putting our cosmetics on, or we're putting like washing our hands, or we're getting ready to sit down and eat, there's toxins everywhere. And I feel like we really need to bring awareness to this, you know, today, that you can't see them, but they're there and they're causing, you know, an issue
everywhere.
With your body.
And
they're
I think everywhere. The important thing to note is it's all being a burden on your liver. Like your liver is the only organ that does the detoxification. And when that's overloaded, it's going to stop. It's not doing that anymore. And that's when your body becomes impacted.
But it will also affect your gallbladder, which if you look into statistics right now, I think the third leading surgery right now is gallbladder removal surgery.
And
that's true.
Interesting that we're talking about this topic today. I just saw something in an article this morning. 18% of children under the age of 13 are being diagnosed with fatty liver disease.
Yes, I saw that too. I saw that too.
So our livers are being overworked. Definitely.
Well, and if your liver is overworked, so your gallbladder is your liver's garbage can. So that's why so many people are having gallbladder issues, because your gallbladder essentially is telling you that your liver is overburdened with toxins and it can't keep up. So that bile production is essentially affected. And now you're having pain and you can get gallstones and, you know, your bowel movements and all of that is being affected because your body essentially cannot keep up with all of the toxins that it's trying to process and filter through it. And I think one of the things, too, that people need to really think about more in depth is that being healthy is not just working out and eating less. We have this misconception of what it means to be healthy. People think that they can just go to the gym and hit the weights, and then they can eat whatever they want.
Eat a vegetable at dinner.
Yes, or eat a vegetable.
One vegetable.
But then they're drinking, once a week. You know, alcohol, you know, every single weekend.
Yep.
And it's like, these things, you know, on top of things like chlorine and fluoride and flame retardant materials, pesticides, BPA, preservatives, these are all toxins.
Things that are
medications.
Know, that are
medications too.
Yep.
And I think what's so important is the why. Like, so why is this bad? This is bad because as your toxic burden increases, that's when you start to have more and more chronic symptoms. Your body's expressing itself through symptoms. So I always tell my clients, if you have a lot of chronic symptoms, that's usually a sign that you have a higher toxic burden. And then what does that mean? Well, over time, if you're not bringing that burden down or you're supporting your body, that's when you develop chronic illness. And that's why this is such a sick time for our country, because it's just so toxic and people there's not a connection, because there's a lot of that. I'm going to the doctor and the doctor is telling me that I have this, so I should take a medication to help that symptom. But ultimately, at the end of the day, we want to bring awareness to the fact that the toxicity is a problem. Like when it comes to feeling unwell or having chronic symptoms, it usually comes down to toxicity or deficiency, and they usually go hand in hand. So it's important that you understand that when Meg says, like, it's not just about hitting the gym and eating some broccoli for dinner, it's about like really getting inside your body and supporting it where it's at and giving it what it needs, not only right now, but preventative down the road too.
And I think that goes back to, I think we talked about it in another episode, symptoms are telling your body something. Mm-hmm. And, you know, taking something, whether it's a medication or just, you know, a random supplement or something like that, I think that's shutting down that symptom, and your body's only going to create, you know, further imbalance for you to pay attention. So yeah. I think that's important to understand as well.
And people need to be aware that these are the toxins that are creating the cancers and the diseases that we're seeing climb in numbers. You know, the childhood cancers we're seeing, the diabetes, the fatty liver disease. Like, it's not just adults now. It's kids.
It's because, scary.
You know, as an infertility specialist, Janelle and I, Brooke and I, Carly and I, we've all had these conversations. It's not just what you're doing and putting into your body as an individual. It's going to affect the generations that come after. You have to have a good understanding as to why this is important and why this should be something that we're doing routinely. There's many things that I think we're educated. You go to the dentist every 6 months. You know, you have your well visits. You get your routine OBGYN visits if you're a female, your annuals. And I know for a lot of people in the holistic world, you know, many of us are starting to seek other terms of medicine, of treatment when it comes to those routine preventative measures. But I think we need to be looking at preventative care instead of doing routine screenings and going, you know, to doctor's appointments and just kind of placing all of it into that. We need to be looking at detoxification. We need to be looking at, you know, what are the habits that
it's a lifestyle.
Yes, that we're participating in.
Your family, not just for you, for your kids too.
Yes, yes.
Meg, can you talk a little bit about the difference between like a cleanse and a detoxification?
Yes. So the functional medicine detox that we are specifically talking about is a phase one and phase two liver detoxification. So essentially all those fat soluble toxins, your microorganism contaminants, your pollutants, your insecticides, pesticides, food additives, drugs, alcohol, all of that stuff enters the body. You have phase one, which is your reaction. So you have oxidation, you have reduction, you have hydration, hydrolysis, and those all need, in order for your body to go through that and to metabolize all of it, there's nutrients that's needed. So that's where your vitamins are really important. That's where folic acid, that's where your calcium, so your minerals, your quercetin, all of that stuff. And then as your body starts to metabolize, then you start to go through methylation. That's when your body is starting to really process everything and it needs nutrients like L-glutamine, L-lysine, hydrochloride. There's more nutrients that I could get into, but to spare you all from the scientific stuff, essentially what happens then is that now it all has to be excreted from the body. So that water soluble waste, it goes from phase one to phase two, and now it's being excreted into your urine, into your blood, into your stool, or into from your biofilm. Your stool from your blood. Whereas when you're doing a cleanse, you're just essentially working to clean out your digestive system. You're not removing the toxins from your blood in your body that are supposed to be filtered out, like we said, by your liver, you know, your kidneys, your gallbladder. Those are all really, really important when it comes to detoxification. But if the liver is backed up and overburdened, then the body can't do that well. Your body is going to be sluggish. Your liver is going to be sluggish. It starts to affect your organs. And so it's really important to understand that this is not just you trying to get your GI tract to a place where you're not feeling bloated and you're not constipated. You've got motility, you know, everything's flowing. This is working to remove toxins out of the bloodstream. And when you recognize that your skin is your largest organ and you have pores all over your body, there's a lot of things that is coming into contact with your skin that is absorbing through your pores into your bloodstream. So that's where we really need to focus on that aspect. And it's not just, okay, I'm going to do a cleanse to lose some weight. You know, you might be running to the bathroom. Like when you're doing a detox like this, you almost can have like the opposite effect where you're not going to the bathroom as much because you're giving your body a break from consuming toxins. You're not eating all that processed food. You're focusing on just filling and fueling your body with nutrients. You're not, you know, eating the amount of food that you typically would in a week because you're giving your body the ability to fast and go through natural autophagy, which is that cell death. So it's able to essentially get rid of what doesn't belong inside of your body and regenerate and repair so that your body is able to go through detox and come out better on the other side.
Yeah, I think that's something that I didn't understand until you got me to do the detox for the first time. I thought you would, one, be running to the bathroom the whole
that's
time.
That's what I thought. I was afraid.
And I was like, I need to plan my schedule accordingly, you know, and you kept trying to convince me otherwise. And I finally did it and you were right. But you're supporting your body's natural processes. Yes. You're not just wiping your body.
Yes.
Will you actually tell us like a little bit about your experiences doing that?
Yeah. So it's, correct me if I'm wrong, it's three shakes a day, correct?
Yep. So you're doing, okay, so
well, the first two days.
Yes.
Four shakes. One scoop.
Yep.
Okay.
You do a couple of days of fasting with shakes.
With shakes. But and the then, shakes have quite a bit of nutrients.
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
Vitamins, mineral, and protein.
And then you're also utilizing some specific herbs through supplementation. Right. Mm-hmm. And then after that, you start incorporating meals that obviously avoid anything highly processed or, you know, it's just a whole food diet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. The whole food. So I think the lunch was a vegetarian meal. Mm-hmm. And then dinner is a paleo meal. So you can still have, you know, that good protein source and then all of your whole food, fruits, vegetables, things like that.
Yep.
I honestly thought it was a lot easier than I was expecting it to be.
Good.
Yep.
I agree.
Yeah, I kind of flew through it, and there wasn't a period of time where I felt like I couldn't get through my normal day to day, and I was worried about that, definitely.
I think it's definitely, you know, better to stay busy. I think a lot of people will be like, well, I can't, I've got this on my schedule, and I've got this, and I can't do this, and it's like,
that was me.
The busier you are, the better, because you're not,
it flies by.
You're not sitting there thinking about, oh, I can't eat food, or oh, everyone around me is eating, you know, all of this good stuff and I can't eat it. It's like if you keep yourself focused on your work and your day-to-day habits and whatnot, the time goes by fast and then you feel so much better afterwards that you realize that short period of time you couldn't, it was worth it.
Yeah, because for me, I've done it a couple times, but I've only been successful following it to the exact T one time, and that's when I was teaching. And I just made sure to have my shakes with me as I went to the studio. Yeah.
But
I think the bigger message here is that it not only is it helpful for like the right now, but it's also something that can help set you up for the future. And so you're probably wondering a little bit about like how to implement this into your lifestyle. So basically, most people, the first time, we recommend doing a 21 day, and it's something that you can, like we said, you can integrate it right into your lifestyle. You just have to be a little prepared and put in a little bit of work, making sure that you have your meals and whatnot. And then after that, it's recommended that you just keep up maintenance as far as like preventative, because you're always going to be exposed to toxins. You can't hide from the toxins. They're here and we know that we're here. It's just about being informed about them and making good decisions within your home and swapping out highly toxic products for less toxic products and just working hard at, you know, picking quality food that you're putting into your body. But after that, you can choose to maintain the detox as a part of your lifestyle by doing a 7-day detox once every couple of months or twice a year, or whatever works best for you in your lifestyle. But I'm really excited to share that we're going to be actually inviting you to be a part of an opportunity to detox with us. So Carly, do you want to talk a little bit about that?
So mid-September, there's going to be a community detox, September 16th, and you can find out more information on our Instagram. We can plug you into our group, plus the Dr. Cabral group, which is where everybody is sharing all their recipes and the motivation and stuff. But for me personally, I had just given up dairy because I was chronically sick. And Meg finally said, you need to try the detox. But like I said before, I was very scared then. As I was doing the detox, I noticed that I wasn't feeling as sick anymore, and the scale finally went down. I mean, I have gone 32 years of my entire life never being able to lose weight, except for when I was pregnant. But now here I am a year later after the detox, and I'm down over 50 pounds.
Amazing.
And the detox really jump started that, I think.
And your mom got on board.
And my mom, mom got on board. She did a detox. She does them routinely, so is my stepdad.
That's awesome.
But with her detox, she was able to get off her high blood pressure medicine and a whole bunch of other medications that she was on. So, like I said, I was chronically sick. And anytime I do the detox seasonally, I do feel like I feel the best I've ever felt.
Oh,
I'm not sick. I'm actually have a ton of energy. You'd think not eating, I wouldn't, or not eating as much, I should say. But I do. I have a ton of energy and I feel the healthiest. Like, I wish I could detox all the time.
And you get the benefits of detoxing, but like, you develop those habits.
Yes.
You know, that's part of what I took away from it is, yes, the benefits from the detox, but we are still eating similar to that.
Yeah.
To
this. But then also when you add in your other stuff, if you do it solely, you're going to know what those triggers were.
Yes.
And that was a big one. Then like my mom was chronically itchy her entire life. I gave up dairy and then she's like, I can't do that. Then she did the detox. The first time she added in dairy, she got hives all over her body. The chronic itchiness came back and no doctor had ever been able to figure that out before. So
yeah, it's a great way to...
It's a big testimony.
Well, I think a lot of people think that they have to automatically go into like food sensitivities, but like a detox actually can help you get your body back into balance. Yeah, because you're taking out the process. You're taking out all of the stuff that essentially isn't real food. That's not fuel. And so your body, like, it's very eye-opening and it gives you a lot of awareness because you're only putting fuel and real food in your body. And then you're focusing on sleep because that's like one of the other things. People will be like, how do you go, you know, all that time fasting? And it's like, well, you're drinking a shake that's giving you a ton of nutrients throughout the day. And then you go to bed early.
Like I slept like a baby.
Yes,
really well.
That was one of the first things I noticed.
You're focusing on really supporting your body. That's why it's so much more than a cleanse, because it's not just you trying to clear your bowels out. Like, don't think of it like your colonoscopy prep. That's not what it is.
Honestly, it's kind of the opposite. Because, like, there were some days where I did have trouble going.
You do. But you're not putting all that food into your body.
Right, yes.
You know?
So that, yeah.
I'm also really excited to share that I'm going to be doing it as well. I'm a breastfeeding mom currently, and so I did want to just speak to that fact that both breastfeeding and pregnant women can join in on this and should, in fact. There's just a couple of different alterations to the program. We don't have you take the herbs during that time, but I'm going to be following the protocol and eating the same way as the detox suggests as a breastfeeding mom, with some alterations just to keep my milk supply supported. But really, this is something for everybody. And there, you know, healing is not one size fits all. It's not black and white. So there are always alterations that you can make to work for you and your lifestyle. So I'm really excited to invite all the breastfeeding mamas to join us.
And you said you can't take the herbs, but you can drink the daily nutritional support.
So right? I currently take the daily nutritional support shake, which is the shake that we recommend as practitioners. It's one of the best on the market and has the most nutrients. It's third-party tested, GMP certified, organic, all of the really great certifications that you should always look for. I've been using that for a long time. And I, like I said, I'm a fertility specialist and I have several women that are even pregnant now that use it. So it's considered safe and it's something that I use. So you always want to ask your doctor if, you know, you want to start a new supplement and you have any questions about it. But, you know, that it's something that we feel strongly about, and that has been really helping me. It's actually helped support my milk supply. So I absolutely love it. And I don't just use it on the detox. I use it daily.
Yeah,
so
I do use it daily.
It's something that you can use all the time.
So I think, you know, if anything, with the summer coming to a close, fall is ahead of us. One of the things as we get ready for this shift in seasons is to really think about setting ourselves up for success for the next season that comes our way. And I know it's crazy with back to school and shifting of routines now. And so you really want to think about how you can set your body and your mind up to essentially be able to move into this next season, and also prepare yourself for cold and flu season and the holidays and all of the, you know, chaos that comes with that part of the year that will be quickly upon us. And really think about, like, okay, I've spent this summer in pools. I've spent the summer running around barefoot outside. I've been putting on sunscreen.
Going to all the carnivals and the amusement parks.
You know, watching going to fireworks. Yeah, all these things. As wonderful as that is, you can keep doing those things and enjoy your life doing, you know, those things. But you gotta detox your body, because as much as it is important to enjoy your life is your medicine. The preventative care that we need to be focusing on is essentially learning how to keep our rain barrels from overfilling and our bodies from being overburdened with all of these toxins. So instead of stressing and freaking out about it, let's be proactive and, you know, take the time every season to get our body back to where it needs to be so that we can enjoy each season as they come and learn to really live in a more cyclical way. Because I think that's important. We should be thinking about fruits and veggies that come with the seasons, eating local. When it's important to rest our bodies, we're headed into fall, so we're going to be having shorter days. There's going to be more of a desire to hibernate, to slow down and say no. And I encourage you guys to do those things too, because those are important ways to support the body during detoxification. So please just know, as much as there are environmental toxins out there too, your stress is something that you've got to manage.
And that's something that we'll talk about on an upcoming episode. So please be ready for that one and stay tuned for our next episode to come out this upcoming Monday.
Thank you for tuning in to 4 Women, 4 Health. We hope you found today's episode insightful and inspiring. Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an update. Please remember that our discussions are for informational purposes only and are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any illness. Always consult with a healthcare professional before making any changes to your health routine. Stay well and see you next time.